Compassion, trust, courage, innovation, the values of Temecula Valley Hospital. We proudly present TVH Health Chat.
Welcome to TVH Health Chat with Temecula Valley Hospital. I'm Caitlin White. Temecula Valley Hospital has recently received certification as a comprehensive stroke center, reflecting the highest level of expertise for the treatment of serious stroke events. Joining us today to tell us more about this certification is Stroke Program Director Leanne Terlecki. Well, first of all, congratulations on this. And to start off, please tell us what it means to be a comprehensive stroke center.
Well, to be a comprehensive stroke center, it actually represents the highest level of stroke care and treatment that a hospital can provide for the patient and their community. What it means is that the stroke center is equipped, we're very specialized to evaluate, stabilize, and provide all the emergency care to patients with the highest level of complex stroke types. It also means that we have very specially trained personnel with the expertise to diagnose these kind of strokes, treat and support the type of stroke patients that require the highest level of intensive medical and surgical care with advanced therapies.
Now, what advanced procedures do you do at Temecula Valley for strokes?
I'm going to talk about that, but what I want to talk about first is I want to educate the public about what a stroke is.
Gotcha.
Because there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't even know what a stroke is, mm-hmm. what it looks like, what you do about it. And so I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that, and then we can talk a little bit about what we do for those kind of patients.
Please,
so
yeah.
What a stroke actually is it's a clot in one of the vessels of the brain. So just like you get some people get a clot in their heart, and that would be a heart attack, a clot in one of the vessels of the brain is a brain attack or a stroke. So when this happens, the part of the brain that has the clot in it, the circulation is interrupted, and what it does is it prevents that part of the brain tissue from getting the oxygen and the nutrients and the blood that it needs. When that happens, all those brain cells, they start to die very, very rapidly. And a lot of people, they don't know that there's treatment available when they start having these symptoms. So they need to get to the hospital very quickly, because there is actually medication that we can give. It's called TPA or Alteplase, or a lot of people will say, oh, I know that. That's that clot buster medication. So a lot of people do know about it. But the essence of what is important to know is you have to get to the hospital very, very fast, because we have just a very small window to give this medication in. You have to call 911 immediately, come to the hospital, and we have to do a very thorough evaluation to see if we can give you this medication. So there's those kind of strokes, the kinds that are caused by clots. But then there's other strokes that people have that are caused by when the vessel in their brain ruptures, and that's called a hemorrhagic stroke. Have you ever heard of a hemorrhagic stroke?
No.
So with that kind of stroke, like I said, one of the vessels in your brain ruptures and blood starts to collect in your brain, and it puts a lot of pressure on your brain. And so when that happens, that kind of stroke can be very life-threatening. And basically about 20% of all strokes that we see, those kind are the hemorrhagic kind of strokes. So for those reasons, we consider every type of stroke a medical emergency, and we want the community to know the signs and symptoms of a stroke. So the most common way to remember for people is to remember the acronym BFAST. We say BFAST and call 911. So if you can remember BFAST, you might remember that the B stands for any sudden balance issues, coordination issues. Say like if you're having trouble like walking straight, or you keep falling and you can't stand up and it came on suddenly. E is for sudden, it's always sudden, blurry vision or double vision or blindness in one or both eyes. F is for any sudden facial droop, facial weakness on one side of the face. We tell people, look in the mirror and smile, show your teeth, and see, does your face look crooked? A is for sudden arm or leg weakness or numbness on one side of the body. So we would say, hold your arms out straight, like you're holding a pizza box. And is your arm weak on one side? Does it drift down? That is a sign that you might be having a stroke. S is for sudden speech difficulties. You might say something like, it's a sunny day in California. And when you do that, is your speech slurred? Are you saying it correctly? Can you understand it? And then T is for time. It's time to call 911. And if you show even one of any of those symptoms, it's not like you have to show them all, but if you show any, even one of those symptoms, even if they go away, you need to call 911 immediately. Any of these signs and symptoms, it's never normal. Something is going on, and so you need medical care in order to check out and see what's going on with your body. So when a patient comes into the hospital with any of those signs or symptoms of a stroke that I just talked about, we do a very comprehensive assessment of the patient and background. And depending on how severe the stroke is or what kind of therapies the patient needs, the intent of a comprehensive stroke center is to be fully equipped and capable in every single area to provide any kind of initial services, complex services, any emergent care, and interventional therapies to patients with acute strokes. The types of patients who would benefit from a comprehensive stroke center are patients with acute strokes that, you know, that happen suddenly, patients with very large clots in their brain, hemorrhages in their brain that require surgery, and strokes from other causes that might require very specific testing or specialized procedures, such as those that are needed to treat brain aneurysms. We can treat aneurysms with coils, as well as other vascular and surgical procedures. You might ask, what is a coil? Mm-hmm. You know, what is an aneurysm? What is coiling? So an aneurysm is, it's a weakened area in the wall of one of the vessels in the brain, and it's at high risk to rupture. So what the physicians do is it's a procedure, it's less invasive than making an incision into your skull, right? And so what they do is they take a catheter and they go in your groin and they thread it up all the way up into your brain. And then they have these coils, they're metal, and they coil them inside that aneurysm. And what that does is it seals off the opening of the aneurysm so that blood flow can't go into that aneurysm anymore. And it decreases the risk and the potential for that aneurysm to rupture. So we do those kind of procedures. We also do procedures where patients come into the hospital and their stroke is very bad, and we scan their brain and it reveals that there's a big clot in the brain. So we take these patients to these specialized areas of the hospital in the radiology department, and our physicians, their radiology neurointervention doctors, and they can again go through the groin. They thread this small catheter up to the vessels in the groin. They go all the way up into the brain where that clot is, and then they can get that clot and they can pull it out or remove it or suction it out. So that kind of procedure, it's called a thrombectomy. And so we do those kind of procedures too. It's all of these procedures that are higher advanced that could actually mean the difference between a patient surviving a stroke versus returning to a full active lifestyle. So it's really amazing work that Comprehensive Stroke Center does.
Now, wrapping up here, what does it take to get a certification like the one you received, and what does it mean for your community?
There are very rigorous rules and standards that these programs for comprehensive stroke centers have to comply with before becoming certified. These standards, they are best practices and guidelines from the Brain Attack Coalition, the American Stroke Association, and the World Stroke Association. So the initial certification is only the tip of the iceberg. Once you're certified, you have to continuously be working on processes that improve the program throughout the year, in addition to maintaining compliance with all of the original requirements. So all of this information and data is reported back to the DMV, which is our certifying body, and then the process is repeated again every year. So we're evaluated every year, and we're continually working, improving our processes to maintain very high standards. So because of that, we want to achieve the best patient outcomes that we can and do the best care that can be achieved. So it's not an accident that we are awarded with the A rating for our hospital for safety. We are always in the continuous process of pursuing the highest standards and best patient care and outcomes possible. It's not an accident that we're awarded with an A rating for hospital safety. The health of our community really is our top priority.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Leanne. And again, so great to hear you and your team recognized for your hard work. You're listening to TVH Health Chat with Temecula Valley. For more information, please visit TemeculaValleyHospital.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Temecula Valley. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Temecula Valley is directly or indirectly owned by a partnership that includes physician owners, including certain members of the hospital medical staff. This is Caitlin White. Thanks for listening.